Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Everything you could desire. Yes, little girl.
Has anyone seen my 42 laws?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh. Well,
okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not science.
Shh. You're not supposed to say it.
Good morning. Welcome this fine Thursday morning. And today is especially fine because I am joined by my two esteemed guests. Introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
And I'm Wendell.
Yay. And then why don't we do like a, give yourself like a 10-second like pitch to pitch yourself to my audience. To really show off your credibility here.
10 seconds. Okay. Yeah. My name is Wendell. I also have a WMFO show. Mm-hmm. It's on Tuesday nights, Wednesday mornings at 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. And I love to dance.
Yay!
I'm Naomi. I eat one banana every day. I have a twin brother that also goes here, but we're very different and I'm better than him. Mm-hmm. I'm also combined and I'm in an improv group.
Yay! Okay, so usually this show at this time is me talking to myself awkwardly with no questions, but today it's very crazy and different because I will be talking awkwardly to two other people with questions. So,
yes.
Yeah. So, I have a few planned, and we can start out on a very divisive topic here at Tufts University.
Oh, boy.
So, get ready.
I'm scared.
Oh, boy.
You can't curse. We can't talk about politics, but this is pretty close. What are your thoughts on the geese on campus?
Okay, I can start off with this one because mm-hmm. we've kind of had like an interesting relationship so far. Mm. When I was 5 years old, I was chased by a goose in a botanical garden. It was bigger than me, and my mom had to chase it off. So when I saw the geese on campus, I felt like I was back in that botanical garden and that my age had regressed by like 14 years. So it was a bit scary for me, but you know, eventually we found our peace, and I'm kind of a geese neutrality person, but it did take some time.
Would you say that that was like a traumatic experience for you?
I would say it was probably traumatic with a capital T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
What about you, Wendell?
You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. And that's how I feel about the geese.
Mm.
I like the geese. Mm. I think they're very charming and they're just doing their thing. And
honestly, I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to be scared of them when I was a kid, but I also in middle school would chase the geese, like run at them and like scream and yell and they would like run away. Mm-hmm. That was like my friend and I would go down to the park and like chase the geese. It was like low-key giving, we're like dogs or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the geese. I have like good memories.
So you're kind of like the geese, the goose terrorizer almost.
Yeah. Yeah, one time this man at the park told me to stop chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was like 12 and I was like, no.
That's good. Yeah. I don't think you should listen to them. All right, next question. I guess this is kind of in the vein of what you guys have already shared, but give me a notable childhood memory of yours, and then, you know, if we want to make this kind of college, then you can reflect on how it's affected or, you know, what's the word, informed your person these days. But we can take a moment to think.
That's good. Do you want to go?
I can go. Mm-hmm. Okay. I remember one day in kindergarten, being really sick and feeling really like, ooh, my stomach hurts, my stomach hurts. And I told my mom, I was like, Mom, like, I don't want to go to school, my stomach really hurts. And she was like, no, you're going. So I went to school, and I was in this, like, preschool program with, like, Star, and it was Friday. It was also Spirit Week at my school, so it was Jersey Day. So, you know, I was repping my Oakland A's, like, T-ball shirt, my T-ball jersey. And so I'm in my Star program, and it's Friday, so it's a fun day, and we're making smoothies. And I was like,
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I do not want to have a smoothie. I don't want to have anything. That sounds like the worst possible thing for my condition right now. My condition of that my tummy hurts.
Negative Nelly.
And they were like, Naomi, like, please at least eat this blueberry, this singular frozen blueberry. And I was like, no, I really don't want to. And they're like, no, like, please. So then I ate it because I had no other choice. Mm-hmm. And then I went to my class and we were talking about what's the date today? What day of the week is it? All those good things. We were sitting on the rug and I proceed to, how you say, yarf up the said blueberry. No. It was all purple and I had to take off my Oakland A's jersey.
I'm sorry. So you were right.
So I was right. So carrying this over to college, I have learned to trust my body and know when I feel sick and know when I don't. And I think some people also at the school should learn to feel that sensibility because sometimes they don't, and that frightens me. How does a kindergarten know that better than you? But, you know.
Yeah. That's why I don't take 9 a.m. Because I know I'll just kill myself if I have to go.
Yeah, I had all 9 a.m. last semester.
Really?
It was evil.
Well.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
And now I have 0.
Yay! See, some would say that, like, I don't know, like, you should take 9 a.m. to, like, prove your grit.
Yeah, I feel like I did. But, like, you don't need to.
You really don't.
You don't need to.
Yeah. I won't. Don't worry. What about you, Wendell?
Oh, I'm trying to, like, the first, like, childhood memory, that, like, or the first few that came to mind were very, like, dark, because it was, like, in fifth grade, my, that's not even that dark. Okay, I'll tell that story. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
Because it's also just crazy. I am from Boulder, Colorado, and I was, like, born in Boulder, but I spent the first 2 years of my life in Nederland, which is like a little mountain town. And we lived in a little A-frame house up there that was brought in on a trailer in like the 50s or 60s. Crazy. And then we moved down to Boulder, but we kept the house, and so we were like renting it out. And so I was in fifth grade, and I like just got out of elementary school. My mom taught at the same school that I went to, so I was in fifth grade. She was teaching kindergarten, and she got a call that the house was burning down. We were renting it out to some lady, and so yeah, the house burned down, and they like investigated why it had happened, and we had been up there like 2 weeks before, my dad and I, to like check on the renter. And she was kind of crazy. Her name was Frankie, and she would smoke cigarettes in the house, which we told her she wasn't allowed to do. But she had kept all of her cigarette butts in like a little metal trash can inside of a shed. Like a big wooden shed, and there had been so many cigarette butts that they like started burning at the bottom of the trash can, and they melted through the bottom and then set the shed on fire. And then from there the house like went up. So that's how that happened, and it was pretty crazy. But she tried to get her
lost your house, basically.
Like, I wasn't living there.
Okay.
So it was okay. Yeah. But it was definitely a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to get her security deposit back, which is kind of crazy because, like, girl, you burned down the house.
Yeah,
like,
but.
No, like, you can't have that.
I kind of respect that, though.
She was like,
she's on a grind.
She really, like, fought hard and said, like, it wasn't my fault. Like, it was, like, an electrical problem in the house. But, like, the investigators, like, found the, like, trash can with the, like, bottom, like, melted out. Like, so they kind of knew.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Frankie. I don't know where she's at now, but she went off on my dad on Facebook one time.
Wow. Well, this is a WMFO show is pro the Lewis family and anti-Frankie.
Anti-Frankie.
Sorry, Frankie.
But how do you think this is reflected?
Yeah, low-key, I was thinking about this one because in college, I feel very respectful of my space. And like, I want to just like take care of my space, especially moving into next year. I like want to have a beautiful room and just have a fun time. But also, like, I don't know, like, I have a lot of friends and they sometimes are not as respectful of their like rooms and just like are messy and like you're not gonna burn down the house, but
yeah,
like, well, the vibes are like weird in some of these people's rooms.
Talking
guys
heads.
Like,
yeah,
burning down the house.
Ooh.
But
you can cue that one next.
Ooh. But yeah, I feel like it makes me very, I'm also very wary of like fire.
My high school burned out.
Oh,
really?
In the Palisades fires.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy stuff. So fires are very scary.
Fires are
very like, relevant.
Everyone make sure that you're not starting a fire.
Make sure you're not starting a fire and that you're on insurance.
Don't put your cigarettes
if you can
in a bin.
Frankie was not on insurance.
Oh, no. This is a anti-fire WMFO show.
Yeah,
that's where our stance is.
We're not going to... One time, didn't Curtis Hall, like, burn at one point?
Maybe, probably.
In her history?
Probably.
The whatever building that had, like, Jumbo in it.
Well, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Curtis also did at some point, and WMFO was back in, like, 6 hours somehow. Like, even though the, like, building had, like, burned. They were, like, and we're
back. I believe it. Actually, the guy who is after me... His name is Dave, I think. He's really cute. And he came in and I met him, like, last time. And we shook hands and introduced ourselves to each other. And he told me, I was like, what kind of music are you going to play? And he said, oh, I'm playing music from the 80s. That's what I used to play when I was on the radio here back in the 80s. So, yeah, beautiful.
Wow.
Story.
Amazing.
That's, like, so full circle.
Right?
That's awesome.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah. My dad did, like, college radio.
Your dad did college radio?
In college.
Why don't you do college radio?
I might. This is so fun.
Wait, yeah, get in here.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
I love college radio. I only play music. I don't really talk. But this is inspiring me, and now I, like, low-key want to, like, talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I guess since we were talking about our younger selves, I guess the next question could be, or is going to be, actually, I mandate. The next question is going to be, what were you guys like in middle school?
Oh, God.
Okay. I was very quiet. I had come from, like, a very big, like, throughout my entire, like, education before Tufts, I'd gone to really big public schools. And so middle school was no different from that. But the kids that were at the middle school were a lot different from the kids that I went to elementary school with. And so I had never in my life been exposed to, like, vaping or cursing or girls wearing bras or people dating. And so it was a lot to take in, and it was very overstimulating. So I was very quiet, but I had a very good, like, close group of friends that I was very, very silly with.
Aww, and that's really cute.
Especially in seventh grade, like, I was, like, kind of learning and navigating, because like sixth grade for me was like kind of like the culture shock of everything, where I was like, do I have to do this or look like this? And then I realized like I didn't. Mm-hmm. And then I had just had the best time ever. Like me and this girl that I had sat next to on the first day of school, we're still friends to this day, but we just make these drawings about like rats and stuff, and we'd make like TikTok accounts together, and
this
like
is so me.
Like it's we so would similar. Just like yeah. collect stationery and just like do these creepy drawings with each other, and she had a really long like pinky nail, and ooh. it was super fun, but it was very like creative. Like I think I had a very creative kid. I just didn't quite have my outlet yet, but that was expressed through like my friendships, which were like very wholesome for that time.
That's really sweet, actually. I feel like middle school is usually not like that.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. My middle school, I went to for context, I went to like a arts focused elementary school. It was still a public school, but it's where my mom taught, BCSIS, shout out. But then I went to Platt Choice, which is like this with like Platt Middle School is like very normal middle school, like neighborhood vibes. Mm-hmm. But Platt Choice is like this tiny little school within a school that like does their own thing, basically. And so we used to do like spring trip where you'd go like not backpacking, just like camping for like 3 days for a week. Mm-hmm. With your school, and that was so fun, but COVID happened, so like I only got to go on one spring trip, but yeah, that was like the central piece. And yeah, like my friends in middle school were really weird, I'm not gonna lie. There was this girl Sabrielle who was really like a kind of scary, and I was friends with her, and she was like, I don't know. She was definitely going through some stuff with like her mental health, but she was very sweet, but she was just a lot. And I would go to the mall with my friends and my friend Siggy, who goes to school in Kansas now. He was like, we were like so nerd in middle school. That's who I was in middle school, was just a nerd.
What were you nerd for?
Like science, weirdly. Which has really changed. Like in middle school, that's when I like jumped up a grade in math. They were like, do you want to do a grade ahead? And I was like, yes. And then I did a grade ahead and I got a C on my first quiz, but that's okay. But we didn't really do like grades in middle school, so like it wasn't real.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But yeah, I was really into like science. But looking back, I also loved, like, I took this class called Immigration Nation, where it was just like the history of immigration
in middle school?
US. Yeah, my middle school was very like woke.
That's
but
really
it was so
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah.
What all about right. you, Dunya?
Oh, me. In middle school, I was kind of a weirdo. I really was into vintage fashion.
Wait, that's really cool.
I got really, really, really into the 50s. And I think it was because I watched my older sister play a lot of... I've actually thought about it a lot. And I think it stems from watching my older sister play Fallout 4, which is like 50s, like alternate reality where everything is really awful and like, you know, it's the fallout.
Yeah.
And I got really, really obsessed with that like aesthetic. And then I would show up to school with circle skirts on.
Whoa.
Yeah. And sometimes I would, like, curl my hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that was, like, all of sixth grade and some of seventh grade. And then, I don't know, like, COVID hit. And my friends kind of sucked. And I was really depressed. And so they were like, we don't want to be your friend anymore. They dropped me. And it was...
Wow.
A lot of Discord after that.
So much Discord.
Yeah, low-key, I was also on Discord in middle school.
Yeah.
Oops.
Maybe the worst place for middle schoolers to be.
Yeah, don't be on Discord. I remember my dad being like, you're not allowed to do that.
Really?
And I was like,
that's crazy.
Well. Yeah, I don't know. He thought there were like child predators on Discord.
There definitely are.
Which is definitely true, but like
you'd have to find like those channels.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think I definitely encountered a couple, actually.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it affected me that much.
I feel like I would have been fine at that age.
You're
like,
resilient.
Yeah.
It's kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
Like a pothole in the road. Anyway, do you guys want to queue up a couple songs? Wait, maybe I'll do the PSA. And then
yes,
you guys can
PSA.
Think over like one song. We can each add a song to a playlist and then play it. And then we can describe something about the song in relation to us. And I guess it can be open-ended.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, I'm going to choose a PSA really quick.
Okay, PSA time.
I'm going to try
PSA.
And find one about, like, burning down houses.
Burning down houses. Yeah, there's probably one about, like, fire safety, I feel
right?
like.
Right? Yeah. There's kind of everything on here.
Which is, like,
wait,
I endorse.
Do you want to do it since it's your first time here?
I would love. Wait, can you brief me on, like, the whole PSA vibe? Yeah.
So, you can go through this book and choose one, and then you just kind of read it out. And it's nothing.
And it'll be fun.
It'll be really, really
Wait,
fun.
I'd love to.
There are some really wacky ones on here.
Ooh. Is this the Studio C binder?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But that's really good.
It's in Studio A.
I always do the drunk driving one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found
the
perfect one.
Okay.
All right. Home fires.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Not funny. Don't laugh. Home fires donate. Every 8 minutes, every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family or from a Frankie. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, that was a really good reading. I'm very impressed.
I felt kind of emotional, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, I really like
it brought something up for Wendell.
Sorry, Frankie.
Deep breaths.
I have a song and it's called it's like a kind of a funny like funny song. Play Team CC by CC Natalie. If you got it.
Wait, one sec. What is it called?
Team CC by CC Natalie.
How do you
spell CC? Like CECE. It's a different CC. Like the CC I know here at Tufts spells it like this. Mm-hmm. And Daniel CC, who does. I think he's here.
He probably does WFMR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
I just met him the other week.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes, he's kind of like legend.
He is.
Wait, DJ I don't Daniel. Know him personally.
He does some melisma. Like, he wrote an article
really?
Last semester. He's a senior.
Yeah.
And I met him on a film set last
week. Shout out Daniel.
Shout out Daniel. Oh, and shout out Maggie, who's probably going to listen to this
Maggie.
Later.
Love her.
Maggie.
I love Maggie.
Maggie and I have been hanging out this week, and it has been bringing me so much joy.
I've been seeing you guys.
That's so fun. I love her. And we had philosophy last semester and with Valentina Urbanic. That was like, yeah.
Should I start the song?
Whenever you're ready.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
The song's really fun.
Okay, I'm actually really excited. Okay. But is it playing, is the question.
Hello.
Oh, wait. I have the wrong aux in.
I think, yeah. Aux, there you go.
Oopsies. Okay, here we go.
If you turn, you can just like, yeah. Or you just turn.
It's obvious that I got my type. Just like me, but twice my size. I'm a sweet nice girl, but I can't lie. My Levi's.
got your observation. Proceed like nice to meet ya. Let's sweat, let's get 0 feet apart. I don't wanna feel that shit. Let's walk a little, let's break the ice. From my head to my shirt to my Levi's. All the clays on team CC. When my lips can't touch on it.
I
Okay, I'm not.
I don't have my headphones.
Strangely
on.
Skipping the next.
Hello,
song.
Everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We are back. So why don't we describe what songs we played and why we chose them?
I'll go. I played Team CC, and I just like the vibe of that song when I'm walking around campus. Yeah, that's, and I also, I originally wanted to play it because a lot of my friends are named CC. I know a CC here, I have a CC back home, she spells it a little differently, but yeah.
Daniel CC.
Not really friends with him, don't really know
him. Two-time shout out.
Yeah.
That song was for you.
Yes, I really liked it, and I kind of liked the idea of being an artist, and then you just name your song after yourself.
Yes, because the artist's name is CC Natalie, and she said Team CC.
Yeah.
Me. She's like on her own team.
I'm on Team Wendell.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. But me mostly Team well. Dunya.
Yeah, you gotta be on Team Dunya. You gotta be on Team Naomi.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Naomi?
Okay, I discovered that song when I was like painting during class, because I've recently been into like painting to hype music.
Ooh.
Which is funny because my friends told me I looked really peaceful while I was painting, but like, mind you, like, it's getting hype in there.
Yeah.
And so that song was like cued after my like typical like Daft Punk Random Access Memories grind.
Ooh.
And it came on and I was like, whoa. I was like just like bumping around, just like having the best time ever. And I just really liked it because it's like there's a lot of elements in it that are like surprising you wouldn't expect. And it's like you're falling in love with like life, yourself, other people. Mm-hmm. And that's a sentiment I want.
Yes, yeah. I would love to be falling in love.
Yeah. Yes. How about you, Dunya?
I chose Spontaneous by Flying Lotus and Little Dragon. Mm. And I mostly chose it because I feel like it kind of fit the vibe. It wasn't too much of a like thought out decision. But I don't know. I mean, I like Little Dragon because they had a few songs with Gorillaz. Mm. And in middle school, I was a crazy big Gorillaz fan. So maybe it all kind of connects because we were just talking about middle school.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I guess the next question in the vein of what you were talking about, Naomi. And then, oh, wait, you have a question, too. So you can do that after.
Perfect.
Since... Wendell, I would consider you an artist as well, right? Would you consider yourself that?
I don't know.
You don't have to commit to the label.
I like writing.
Yeah. Do you, well, I guess the question is, does the music you listen to change the art that you make or inspire the art that you make?
You can hear my chair.
That's okay.
Yeah, I feel like it does. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of Joni Mitchell because I feel like her lyrics are very like poetic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like to listen also to like a lot of like experimental and like electronic music, which is kind of also like a certain vibe that I'm trying to like recreate sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Naomi, you're literally an artist.
You're literally an artist.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like 100%, most definitely it does, especially if I'm doing something like painting where you're just sitting there and like I am just listening to music. I did have a podcast phase like back in high school, but now we're back on the music grind and especially like recently, like being in art school and like these 5-hour studios, I've like had to like learn like not like to entertain myself, but like you have to keep it afloat.
Yeah.
And so especially like I feel like it interacts with my painting, like the one I'm currently working on. I was just like, I want to do a red underpainting and have all these colors in it, and I just want to have fun. And so I feel like the music I'm listening to right now, it's like a lot of rap and hip-hop. I'm like definitely having fun, and so it's just like all around vibes.
I've honestly also, because I have my darkroom class.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and it gets really sleepy in there. Yeah. So I have to play Playboy Cardi.
Wait, we should go to the darkroom together.
Yeah, we should.
I got certified.
Yay!
I love it.
Do you do film?
I don't do film, but I love being in and around the darkroom, so I will definitely be there.
You can Let's come. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Invited.
What's your question, Naomi?
Okay, this is actually my friend Lawrence's question. Shout out Cheap Socks.
Shout out Lawrence. I love
Shout out Lawrence, my absolute goat, my brother. His question, which is, I guess, now my question, is imagine it's the year, like, after you graduate college. Like, you have 1 year, basically. Like, you have to take, like, a gap year before you go start a job or do whatever you want to do with your life, but you can't do anything that's gonna like contribute to your future career. You have 1 year to like basically go on a quest or do something or like get really good at a skill or like go travel. Like, what are you gonna do and why?
I like that question. I think this was my friend Avani's like dream, and I kind of stole it, but I really like the idea of getting like a trailer and getting all my knitting stuff and going in the trailer and going across from like Texas all the way up to like the Pacific Northwest through California, because I haven't really been to the West that much. Like, I was in Seattle for a while, but like I don't really know the West, and I think that would be fun, and just knit all the way up. Yes. Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm thinking about, like, writing, and I, like, would want to go somewhere and just, like, write. But I also feel like that is kind of what I'd want to do for work. So maybe I would just, like, go to a bunch of, like, galleries and art museums in, like, Paris.
That's fun. That's kind of, like, Frances Ha. The one where she goes to Paris for like 2 days and then leaves.
I'm writing that down because I don't know who that is.
Wait, that's it's a movie
by Greta Gerwig.
I love her.
It's in black and white, and they made in 2012. Actually, I haven't seen it, but it's been highly recommended.
Oh my god, it's my favorite movie. But I think
Frances Ha.
I just get very empathetic when I watch movies.
Yeah,
and it really stresses me out, so I don't consume that much media because of it.
Wait, I've been watching Euphoria this week for the first time, and I'm gonna like, I watch like 10 minutes of it, and then I like close my computer.
It's a
lot.
Like,
whoa.
How was I watching that as a 14-year-old in high
school?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I never did, and I'm low-key glad, because I'm like, some of this stuff is like really deep and hard.
Yeah.
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 It's also like, I remember my friend watched it, and so I like learned about it through her. I think I like knew the entire plot just by her like telling me what was going on. But like, I wonder how like susceptible you are, like at like 14 to like doing like weird stuff after seeing it online, right? Because that's like not normal. Like what they were doing is not normal at all. No, Naomi, what would you do in your gap year?
Okay, there's so many options. I either would, kind of similar to you, Danya, I would backpack the Pacific Northwest Trail.
That's cute.
Which would be cool, crazy, out of my comfort zone. Or I would like want to try to like either like have an acting / like modeling / like show business career, just like cause I've like only started doing like very amateur like acting and comedy stuff in college this year, and I think it would be so funny to just like dive headfirst into an industry for a year and then like see if anything happens, and then if not, just dive out of it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That'd be really fun.
But
you never know. Take on comedy, because you do comedy, right?
I do.
Doo-doo. She's funny. This girl's funny.
Allegedly.
Wait, I was giggling and kicking my feet in the back.
Wait, when's your next show?
Next Cheap Sock show, April 3rd.
Okay. It's be going there, on my calendar.
Be square.
Awesome.
That's soon.
Pretty soon, pretty if soon. You really think about it.
I feel like spring break will it go by really fast.
Boy, oh boy. But,
yeah.
Boy, am I excited for spring break. Oh, this is a good question.
Yeah, what are you
your
doing?
Spring break plans?
Go ahead.
I'm going home, but... So originally I wasn't going to go home. And for those of you that don't know, I live in LA. So I was very drawn to going back home after surviving my first East Coast winter and us having multiple snow days. But when I do get there, I plan to go on a little mini road trip with my boyfriend and visit our best friend at Santa Barbara. And then visit my other really good friend at SLO. And then I think we're going to camp at Morro Bay for a night. And drive back.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Are you outdoorsy? Would you consider yourself outdoorsy?
I've been outdoors.
Girl who's been outside.
Yeah. I would not, like... I'm not opposed to it, but I don't naturally yearn for the outside, but I think it is good for me.
What's your, like, camping vibe? Do you do, like, a... Like
a glamp?
A glamp?
Like chill. Or it's just, like... It's, like, camp leaning towards glamp, okay, but it's, like, nothing crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm also, like... I'm very, like, fine with bugs, like, fine with
me
peeing
too.
Outside in the floor, like, you know.
Hot take. My hot take. Wait. Loki, I just have a new hot take.
Okay.
And my hot take is that I'm fine with bugs in general.
What about, like, cockroaches?
Like, Loki, yeah, I'm fine with... Like, no, I'm not gonna, like, leave a cockroach, like, in my room.
Yeah.
But I'm not scared of them. Like, I'll go pick it up and put it outside.
When I was, like, 7, there was a cockroach on my wall, and my mom had to kill it with my softball cleat.
Like, they're kind of gross, really but, scary. Like... It'll be okay. Just wash your hands.
I can't do cockroaches. I can do spiders,
like,
though.
Juicy.
I really had the worst fear. I had, like, the worst fear of spiders for the longest time, and, like, I've slowly, like, been able to get over it, but it was crippling.
I used to be really afraid of them.
Especially in middle school.
Yeah.
I just, the way I like to think of it is, like, if I have a spider in my room, that's, like, less mosquitoes in my room.
Mm.
And I think that's a good trade-off.
That is good.
Because, like, the spiders aren't going to buzz in your ear.
Yeah.
Right?
I will say,
yeah.
And I get a lot of mosquitoes in my room at home in the summer.
Maybe you should don't kill those spiders.
Invest in the spiders.
Bring in the spiders.
Bring in the spiders. You know, I will say my one caveat to that hot take that I just made is that I don't like centipedes.
Why?
I don't think I've really encountered a centipede.
I'm going to look up what they
There
look
was
like.
A really scary centipede in DeWick the other day.
Oh, no.
Oh, these ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, oh,
those are scary.
I'm the only one who doesn't know.
If you look up, like, Massachusetts centipede, I'll find it.
Oh.
But, yeah, this one was, like, really... scary, but also those eat bugs too, so it's like I feel like I actually did see one in my bathroom this summer, and I remember being and then I was like, I am just gonna leave it because it crawled under the toilet.
Perfect.
And I was like, you can just sit down there and
do you ever have bugs. Like a fear of something like coming out of your toilet?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like a snake
in like middle school.
This was what I saw in DeWick. It was a little bit gross.
I remember in, like, maybe in fifth grade or fourth grade or something. Do you guys remember those, like, life hack videos?
Yeah.
Or it was, like, 10 facts that you wouldn't expect. And it was like,
Mojo ranking.
Yeah. and I remember there was some video about a mouse, like, scurrying up your toilet and then, like, hitting your butt.
Oh, no.
And I remember as a kid, I, like, told all my friends about it, and I was, like, so scared to sit on the toilet for, like, longer than, like, 3 minutes.
Snakes?
Yeah, I don't know about snakes. Where I grew up, there weren't really many snakes.
There are, but I feel like, where are there snakes?
I don't know.
They're just like kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Snakes are
they're
everywhere.
In the toilets is where they are.
Yeah, there was a cockroach. I was staying with my mom's godmother in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And one night she came at like 2 a.m. into the living room where we were like hanging out, and she was like, a cockroach is in my room. Can you come help me?
No.
And I had to catch it out of her bathtub and flush it down the toilet.
Is that why you're like fine with them
you're
now?
Like chill.
Yeah. That was like low-key like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
But yeah, I was like, got you.
Mm. So if you're in Carm, hit up Wendell.
Hit him
He'll
up.
Get the bugs.
Are you in Carm? Bugs. No, you're in
no,
Ren.
No, I'm in Ren.
Yeah, so he,
but I'll
he's
come to
nearby.
Carm, that's right by
He'll
you.
He'll get all the cockroaches.
If you're in Ren, you're just going to have to live with the bugs.
Yeah.
But Carm, he
the
services.
Carm I can do.
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
charge $5 per cockroach.
Yeah, because my... Sorry, Ryan, if you're listening. He definitely is not. He doesn't... I don't think he follows me on Instagram, but he is my sweet mate, and he's a lacrosse player.
Mm.
And
lax.
One day he lacks. he like knocked on my door and was like, "There's a cockroach in the common room, and I'm so scared of bugs."
No.
And I was like, "You're like a lacrosse player, like
yeah, what?
Stinky Binky, like you're, yeah. I don't like you very much. Like he kind of sucks,
yeah.
And he's like very weird." And I was like, and you're asking me
wow.
to get rid of this bug. Aww. And I said, I got you, and I
Aww.
Did it.
That's really sweet. Yeah. yeah. Do you think it made you closer?
Yeah. Aww. Maybe.
He's coming for you after what you said.
Yeah, you're on air.
yeah. What are your spring break plans, Wendell?
I'm going to Ireland with my family.
Wait, that's so exciting.
That's really lovely.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to Vermont with my mother. Mm. We're going to drive up.
Fun.
I love that.
Yeah, I really miss my mom. I'm, like, really excited to see her.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be really... It's going to be major.
It's going to be
even.
Good.
I'm, like, good. So hyped for spring break. Like,
me too.
Need this break. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm so ready.
Yes.
I feel like the semester's gone by pretty quickly, though.
Yeah.
For sure. It's been an irregular semester, I would put it.
Yeah. I think we've had, like, 2 Monday classes.
I know. That's
maybe,
like
4.
I have a studio class on Monday. We've only had 4 classes.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Oh.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Can I do that station ID?
Yes, please.
This is... Do you have... What's your show called?
Oh, it's called Transient Random Noise. It's a Stereo Lab reference.
Transient Random Noise
Bursts.
This is Transient Random Noise Bursts, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
Ooh. Love it.
XOXO.
XOXO.
I had so much fun talking.
Yeah, yeah, right?
This is great.
Guys, come back next week.
I would love nothing more.
Look, I'll be here.
Perfect. Because I take so long to put together my playlists, and then I'm like, all my playlists are the same. Like, I take so long to put them together, and they just all look the same, and it's really discouraging.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Well, is this it? Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Have a good day, everybody.
Everyone get hyped for Dave's show after this.
Yay. Yeah. Some 80s music.
Should we do like a
Don't
sign off?
Don't touch the dial.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Oh my gosh, there he is.
Yes.
Should we do like a sign off? Like, give like 3 words that you hope, 3 like kind of avant-garde or like abstract concepts that you want to take into the rest of today.
Ooh, 3.
Yeah.
Are we each doing one?
No, 3 individually.
Okay.
Organic.
Yeah.
Like, organic spuriousness and spiky.
Good, yeah. Your turn.
Luminescent.
Mm.
Sparkly.
Mm.
Productivity.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
That's a good one.
I guess I'm gonna go with holographic, groovy, and the smell of tires.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in, and come back next week for something else or this, the
or,
same thing.
Yeah.
You'll
never know.
You'll never know. Should I do like a song?
Here, go to turn on automation.
Oh, yeah. True. This is true. Bye.
Bye.
I wake up and the day feels broken. I tilt my head. I'm trying to get an angle. Cause the